Seattle wants the feds out. Portland wants the feds out. And it's like, so what are you guys doing about the situation? Well, nothing. We support the protest. Well, I think they feel like they've got something of a critical mass that they can, you know, they can just maybe they can just let it happen, and most of the town will be basically supportive of it. And even if some people leave, they'll still be okay. And it's like, okay, but at some point it needs to stop. You can't do that. I mean, even your most hardened supporters are going to say, I've got to get a job. I've got to get some work, you know. COVID-19's great because they're paying us to do nothing. You know, the unemployment's just amazing right now. Most people are making more on unemployment than they ever made in their jobs. And guess what? Unemployment, you don't have to pay taxes on it, you know.
I'm pretty good.
But then again, I don't think you're given health insurance, you know. I don't think unemployment offers you that. But the funny thing is, this is it really ends up being, if you have a critical mass of poor people who are getting taken care of, they don't care. They'll keep this up forever. What difference does it make? It doesn't change their lives any. You know. Walmart stay open.
Well.
Even though they're getting pillaged.
I think if they want the federal troops out, this president
should
say.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
We'll take them out. And then, when everything finally calms down and they say, well, we need to rebuild our city, we need some federal funds to do that, say, I'm sorry, you didn't want our help.
So
figure
you
it out on your own.
I think that would be the right thing to do. Just to say, but you know what? They're all banking, and to be honest, it's not a bad thing. You know, it's like a college student saying, you know, oh, don't worry, the next administration or the one after that will just, you know, forgive all of our student loans. So we can go and we can have a great old time at college and rack up lots and lots of debt because they'll just forgive it.
Well, you know, that's what Mindy did.
And that's what, yeah.
She still hasn't paid her loans back from 30 years ago.
I don't know why.
She hasn't put one payment.
She hasn't. But, yeah. There's been other forgiveness things. I think she didn't take advantage of them. Okay. I don't know. But yeah, chances are, you know, once Trump's gone, then guess what? All the money's going to flow, and those cities will do just fine, and they'll go, boy, we're going to riot again. Because look at what happened to us. It was amazing. It was great. I'm so happy. It's like, yeah, when you start rewarding that kind of behavior, and that's what everybody's intention is to let's go ahead and reward this behavior. It's gonna be bad, and that's where the bad's gonna come from, is the fact that people can do this stuff with total impunity. They are totally covered. There is somebody who will cover their sins and, you know, Nobody will even bat an eye. And yeah, the only way it'll stop, you know what? It isn't going to stop. It'll never stop. I see no way it will end without, until God just starts destroying people. I don't see it ending. Because there's no reason for it to end. They have been working to make this reality for so long, and it's finally kind of working. And it's like, why on earth would they ever stop? Why would they ever do that?
Hey, yeah.
What are you thinking? Hey, tiger.
His eyes have been healed.
Well,
I was thinking about this and saying, do we need to go over there and say, so do you guys need some help?
We need help.
I don't know. So we got all these dogs.
Matt,
says, do you guys need help getting these getting these puppies next shots? Do you says these puppies need to get out, get homes, be gone. Says, do we need to help you get them to Amarillo or Albuquerque so they can just be gone and go away? Said, because yeah, it's kind of unpleasant sitting out here. The smell's bad.
Noise.
Yeah.
I mean, even inside, with the cooler on and the TV on, I can still hear it. And I think he's yapping at the chicken, which is not good for the chicken, because if the chicken...
all stressed out.
It stresses out and can't lay eggs.
Yeah. Well, anyway. But yeah, just say, you know, is there something we can do? I says, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to be that neighbor who just... calls the authorities and turns you in for it. Saying, okay, this was cute, this was fun, but they've got to be gone.
And they were cute when they were little, but they're not that cute anymore. In fact, we need more people that are going to want to take them.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, is that when you say, oh, we're going to make sure they have this and this and this, and you're going...
That's
not helpful. That's, yeah, so it's going to be harder to get rid of the dog.
You ready?
Thank you. Oh, you know what? I got to do this. We'll just take a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to get one of these rocks over here, and I'm going to put it down here. Did I don't? I have seen it go into the door. I have not seen it do that. I've seen him. The only place I've seen him go is right here. That's not gonna do it. Sorry. At some point, the cats are going to get too big. Of course, the big question is, are they stuck inside or are they stuck outside?
I know.
I figure at some point I'll start... Well, there's the black one. Over there. Dad, I guess. Anyway, I can say about my animal control problems is that mine aren't as noisy. Hopefully not very smelly. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, I was saying what can we do to kind of facilitate this happening? He says, you know, are you guys just don't have the resources to finish the job? Possibilities. So whose car is this Tennessee car that's been here? Yeah. She's been here a lot.
She has been.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess. Anyway. See the Tennessee plates on it, it's like, oh. Yeah, poor Joe and Paige. He was pulling some weeds. It was technically in his neighbor's yard, but the neighbor's fence is further in, and he can't really get to that little strip. You know, it's kind of like the one on the fence, and oh, his neighbor set up a screaming, "What are you doing over there? That's mine!" And you're going, "Then clean it up." You know, he thought he was doing some kind of favor. And I said, "That sure reminds me of problems I had with my neighbors in the past." I said, "For just." I said, "I don't even go near that fence anymore. Even though, you know, that's on my property too." You know? Because apparently he's got cameras all over his house and he doesn't have anything to do but just kind of look around at his cameras. And I went, "Yeah, I had another neighbor. They were kind of like that. He even swore up and down he had videotape of my kids doing something." I was like, okay. So, lots of fun. And we talked about Andrew and then about Shayna. I was like, eh. Well, says my biggest worry with Shayna is that she's going to dig herself in so deep with the kind of things she's up to now, being kind of anti, that she'll really lose a ton of face with her newer friends if she wants to try to make a turnaround. It would be so personally embarrassing that she would never do it. You know, it's just like, it isn't worth it, you know. I'd rather just stay away from the church. And you go, yeah, that's how it's done. Shayna's always a horrible sucker for peer pressure. And wanting to be liked. And you're going, "Shayna, you're such an influencer sort." I said, "You could, you know, use that.
Lead out."
So, yeah, you could lead them in a in a direction, but no, you choose to just kind of be a follower. And you go, that's sad. Sad, sad. Anyway. So, now, Joe and Paige were saying, well, when it comes to Andrew, he goes, he's decided he's kind of agnostic to everything. And they said, we were never really too happy with the girl he married. I said, but at this point, I said, she's just less active. She just doesn't go to church. I said, he's kind of the one, you know, that's decided he has problems with the church. And that he's got reasons he doesn't go. I said, yeah, she's just kind of lazy. And they said, frankly, it's probably her that's keeping him from not taking it any further. And it's like, oh, that's good. So. That's kind of good. Mom was telling me about her listening habits, and I said, gee whiz, Mom, you should hear from a few more different voices. She goes, I get up in the morning, I listen to Glenn Beck, and then it's Rush Limbaugh, and then it's Sean Hannity, and then it's Mark Levine. And it's like, gee whiz, Mom, that sounds like the bulk of your waking hours. And she goes, yeah. I said, wow. So I hope you get out and pay attention to more things, for Pete's sakes. Seems a little, you know. You can't. I think you got to be careful and not let those kinds of voices be the only voices you hear. Even though you agree with them, you know? So I think it's wise to I don't know if it's balanced, but yeah. Anyway, I'm kind of sad there's not enough of a breeze. There's a little bit of one.
I know, but it's kind of lucky.
Yeah.
How that goes.
Sorry. And here I am looking at cheap property. Yeah? For some people, their animals are what give them purpose in life. You know, oh, I gotta get up. Why? Well, because the dog needs this, the dog needs that. Is this the guy with the cat? So I guess he didn't have any luck. I don't want to tell him, but cat's been gone this long. I don't think there's much more to be said. Although, I gotta tell you, that Tiffany cat I had, she was gone for I don't know how many months. And then, all of a sudden, she was back. Really no worse for wear, particularly. You know? And it was like, oh, I guess somebody grabbed her and decided to make her theirs. And, you know, kind of the whole thing. If I usually keep them in the house, you know, and it's like, oh, you got it kind of penned up in there. It can't get away. And as soon as Tiffany got a chance, she bolted and she was gone and came back to us, because we were never ones to cage them, particularly keep them in the house, which is good and bad, I guess.
I hear it.
It makes people kind of because people really don't like, you know, cats just roaming the streets, you know?
Yeah.
I said, I don't blame you. I says, but yeah. I says, but I've always had issues with, you know. I said, if your dog's yappy and always mad at everything that comes around. Right. I understand that. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. But I'm a little bit about, I'm sorry, I find most keeping of animals to be borderline abusive, you know? It's not what the dog wants. Is it? Oh, well, that's life. What you gonna do? Anyway. Yes, she does. So anyway, yeah, it's, yeah, I've never been a fan of kept dogs particularly, and I even had a few. But in the end, it was like, I really want a dog. I'd get some acreage. Let the dog do what the dog does. And the whole thing, you know. The dog is big enough that can hold its own against whatever else is out there. Hope your dog isn't stupid enough to tangle with bears and stupid stuff like that. And yeah, you know. You know, we'd have dogs run over all the time, you know, when we lived out there close to north of Clovis. Anyway. Yes, ma'am. Poor doggies, they get run over and those people would come and they'd be so distraught. We've killed your dog. And we'd be like, well, that's life. Dog should have done their own. Then they get mad at us. And I don't blame them, you know. to run over dogs particularly, but you don't want dogs just on the road waiting to get hit. So, anyway. And there's this dog just outside of Melrose, and they're coming out of Melrose. There's this dog, and I mean, he's usually just waiting there by the side of the road and wants to come after you. And I got into the habit of staring into him. I said, hey, if this dog wants to challenge every vehicle that comes by, I figure it's my duty to try to convince that dog to stop doing that. And if they come out later and they come screaming at me because I ran over their dog, it's like, dude, I said, if you don't have enough care for what your dog's doing and stuff like that, I have no pity for you. You know, if you say, but my kids love that dog, and you go, I don't care. You didn't do what it took to make sure that dog stayed a member of your family. You gotta teach them. Says, and sometimes that means whenever they get close to that road and they start barking at things, you smack them and you tell them that they don't do that. This is what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. Too many kids today. Just. Just running crazy. I think this generation coming up has been hasn't been trained adequately. And around parents who are just too busy with other things, or coddle them too much, or whatever, and it's produced these people that I don't think much of. And I'm not saying I'm some wonderful paragon of anything, but I do spend time and thought trying to be considerate of other people, not demanding of them and saying they have to behave a certain way or they have to do the things that I want them to. A lot of what these kids want has to do with just expecting so much, and you know, the world, life, everybody owes them a lot, and they don't have to give anything in return, nothing. And it's starting to wear on everybody, you know. I expect to have free healthcare provided for me, no matter what. You know, that's the basis of Obamacare, was the whole concept of everybody's got to be on the system. That's socialism, you know. Some people don't see that as a bad thing, and I do. The perfect system for the indolent. People who won't do anything. Thank you. and it's starting to get to be, a culture can handle a bit of that. Every system has to deal with the fact that a certain proportion of their people are going to be of that ilk. Sorry, getting too many of those people. More takers than providers. It is, it ends up being, well, we have to take more and more from those who do to provide for this expansive group of people who do not. And at some point it's like, I'm sorry, you asked for too much. Calm down, pups. Nothing to do. Anyway, so, yeah. Question of, so if you're not, you know, if you're not wanting to work and you don't want people to get on to you for not working, don't insist that we help take care of you. Says I'd be, you know, I'm not, if you want to be lethargic, that's really your prerogative. But yeah, don't make the rest of us have to make up for your way of being.